Today, the State Gaming Commission will hear from officials with Wynn Resorts about what it's done since allegations of sexual assault and harassment against the company's former CEO, Steve Wynn, became public. He denies the allegations. It's day two of a hearing in which the commission is deciding whether Wynn Resorts should keep its license to operate the casino it's building in Everett. The hearing began yesterday. WBUR's Steve Brown was there and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So the day began yesterday with a release of a lengthy report from investigators for the commission. What did that report tell us that we didn't already know?
Just a little bit. It had a lot more detail about how a limited group of Wynn Resort officials and lawyers worked to conceal the $7.5 million settlement that was reached between Steve Wynn and a former employee. Now, that employee claimed that Wynn raped her. Wynn denies that and says the relationship was consensual. Still, the settlement was made and the woman signed a non-disclosure form. In the opening statement at the hearing, the commission's lead investigator, Karen Wells, talked about the seriousness of what happened.
Their efforts at secrecy made it exceedingly difficult, if not impossible, for gaming regulators to detect this potentially derogatory information through typical regulatory means, which rely heavily on robust self-disclosures by the applicant or licensee.
So, given that, what did the commission's investigation find, Steve, in terms of how Wynn Resorts responded after these allegations against Steve Wynn became public?
The investigator, Karen Wells, said that the investigation found that Wynn Resorts has taken remedial steps to address the issues. Steve Wynn is no longer with the company, and she says the individuals who bear the most responsibility for the corporate failures have been replaced. She did add, however, that the changes at the company do not erase the fact that the corporate failures revealed in the investigation are significant, repetitive, and reflective of the company's historical governance practices.
And what did Wynn executives have to say about this?
The new CEO of Wynn Resorts, Matt Maddox, gave an opening statement at the hearing. He said when the Wall Street Journal report on the Steve Wynn story came out about 14 months ago, the company was shaken to its core. He says initially Wynn executives were in denial, but eventually realized there were many victims who felt powerless.
They felt that they didn't have a voice, that if they were to speak up, they could be retaliated against, or if they did, it wouldn't be investigated. And for that, I am truly sorry. I'm sorry to them, and our company did not live up to its values.
A contrite Maddox went on to pledge that Wynn Resorts will transform itself from a founder-led company that was about a man to a progressive company that's about its 25,000 employees.
Bigger picture here, Steve Brown. What exactly is at stake?
Two things, really. Wynn Resorts' ability to hang on to that casino license in Everett. They've sunk $2.5 billion into that facility. If they don't have the license, it'll be a major blow to the company. But also at stake here is the reputation of the Gaming Commission. The panel made it a point when they were vetting applicants for the licenses a few years back that they expected everyone to be on the up and up, meaning that they have good character, honesty, integrity. The revelations about Steve Wynn turned out to be an embarrassment for the commission. I think this hearing is to very publicly show that the commission is now doing its due diligence to ensure that Wynn has cleaned up their act and is well-suited to hold the license that the commission issued 5 years ago.
And today is day two of the hearing. What are you expecting today?
You'll probably hear more mea culpas from Wynn Resorts. The company is going to be making its formal presentation to the commissioners today, probably outlining at great length the changes that they've made over the past 14 months. Their lawyer indicated the presentation will include a video, probably to show the progress that they've made over at the casino site and highlight the number of jobs, more than 5,000, that this facility will create. We may also hear from Elaine Wynn, the former wife of Steve Wynn. She's the company's largest shareholder and is likely to be a major figure in this revamped company.
And WBUR's Steve Brown will be following all of this today and beyond. Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.